Surrendering is not always a bad thing. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G, making every day count. And today, I wanted to touch on something, and I'm using this topic because, you know, in Jewish tradition, there's a weekly Torah portion each week, and this is connected with this week's one, and it's got to do with the idea of surrendering, giving yourself up to something else. The idea of surrendering often is seen as something which has bad connotations, like a weakness, surrendering self. And, you know, people are very into today about preserving self and discovering self-truth and authenticity and all of that. But in Judaism, there actually really is a concept of surrender. And we see this particularly, as I said, in this week's portion, because the Torah has 613 mitzvot. And they divide it into different categories, but loosely explained, it's divided into two categories. One are called chukim. Chukim are mitzvot that really don't have a reason, or we don't know the reason. So why do we keep them? Because God said so. And then we have things called mishpatim or edut that are mitzvot that can, yes, be explained logically, or at least once the reason is given, we understand it. An example of that would be, you know, honoring parents, don't steal, don't kill. These are sort of rational mitzvot. Or even something like eating matzah on Pesach, which has a reason. It's a commemoration. It's a symbol of when the Jews left Egypt. And they didn't have time to bake bread, and so on. Now, why did God do that? Why did he divide these mitzvot into two? Because obviously, understanding something is always good. Understanding something means we have passion. We're excited about it, it talks to us, we relate to it, and we can really do it. But then, God also gives us this idea of chukim, mitzvahs that don't have a reason. And in this week's Torah portion, there's a mitzvah that is considered the classic and ultimate irrational mitzvah, the mitzvah of the red heifer. Where if someone came into contact with a dead body, they became spiritually impure. The only way to cleanse that impurity was to take a cow that is completely red, that doesn't have any black hairs, and bring it as sort of as a sacrifice outside in the east part of Jerusalem. And then they would burn it and then mix the ashes with water, a certain type of, you know, fresh spring water and so on. And that was then sprinkled on the person. And the whole thing just is beyond our understanding, to the point that even King Solomon, the wisest of all men, he said he had worked out all the mitzvot, but not this one. This one was sort of evaded him. He couldn't understand it. So why does God do that? And the answer, of course, is because there's a healthy aspect and a good thing and a gift, really, to be able to surrender to something other than ourselves. Every human being is created with an ego. And the ego manifests itself and expresses itself in so many different ways. But it's that sense of self and being trapped in self. Now, of course, there's nothing wrong with using the self that God gave us. We use our intellect, we use our talents, our skill set, we do all of that. But what's our foundation? A foundation is not to let the ego get in the way. A foundation is not to mix in the self, to reinterpret or to define or to decide how are we going to live? Because if we live only with the rational self, we are in a deep prison. Why? Because we are limited people. We are finite. We are mortal human beings. And the greatest gift we can understand is that our finiteness is something that we have to move beyond. God gave us a soul, which has godly energy. And godly energy means that it has a certain aspect of infinity. And God gave us this amazing pathway and moral code to be able to connect to him and bring him into our lives, the omnipresent, the omnipotent God, the infinite God. And therefore, we have the choice not to be stuck in who we are. People are always stuck in who we are. Who we are always has strengths and weaknesses. And we have limitations, and we have personality issues, and we have all of that. Being stuck in self, even a little bit, is a problem, because we get stuck and we can't grow. We get stuck and we can't take responsibility for those flaws that we have that we need to improve on. We get stuck is really bad, because it means that our limit of growth is very finite. as Jews, we know God gave us the ability, the gift of going beyond ourselves, elevating ourselves beyond who we are, to connect with something far greater, far more infinite, far more holy. And that's true freedom. So it tells us true freedom is, as Viktor Frankl says in a very famous talk, freedom is not about doing what we want, it's doing what is right, doing what is helpful for us to live a life of meaning and purpose. It's to exercise that choice to not give in to our own temptations and our own indulgences and our own insecurities, but to grow and to go beyond ourselves. And in Judaism, the mitzvot that symbolize that the most is the chukim, the ones that have no reason. We do it because it's an act of surrender. And that surrender is not a weakness, it's a strength. It's a strength to say, I'm not going to be stuck in myself. I'm going to surrender to something higher than me because he knows better. And I'm going to connect to something which is so much greater than myself, to give myself the infinity and the potential to live a life that's far greater than I can do on my own. And that's why the chukim are those such important mitzvot. And in fact, we are taught that they then transfer to the logical mitzvot, that we keep even the rational mitzvot differently. We don't keep it only because we understand. No, we keep it because it's intrinsically right. Let's just think about this for a few moments. Let's understand, if you can just picture this for a moment, the different makeups of who we are. So we have a physical body. Physicality is finite. Lots of limitations. It needs to eat at certain times. It needs to sleep a certain amount. Behind the body, we even have the animal soul, an animalistic component of us, that where ego lives, where being stuck lives, self-preservation, self-indulgence, focus on self. But our neshama, our soul, is completely different. Our soul, at its core, has a divine energy to it. And that's where our values live, and that's where selflessness lives. Healthy surrender lives. Let's understand surrender as a strength, not as a weakness. The ability to submit to someone else, to the perspective of someone else, to try and understand somewhere else. And of course, the ability to say, I'm going to surrender myself to a higher being, to God. It's not an escape, it's a strength. Strength comes from the depth of our neshama, the godly energy. I'm faced with temptations, I'm faced with indulgences, I'm faced with all kinds of things that are going on in my emotional self. But I can transcend it, I can go above it. I can function even though someone was a little bit disrespectful to me. I can do something even though the animal part of me sees no point and doesn't want to do it. But I can have the strength to do it because I know it's right and it connects me with that higher level. So surrender is something which is a strength and we need to nurture it. We nurture it sometimes by just reflecting and doing something which is difficult for us, doing something that we don't relate to. I was once asked a question by someone, could you please explain to me the mitzvah of kashrut? It doesn't seem to be very logical. I said, that's the explanation, that it's not logical. And we don't understand its reasons, and believe me, it's not for health reasons. There's plenty of unhealthy kosher food. Health is a separate mitzvah, but it's nothing to do with kashrut. The reason for the mitzvah essentially is because God said so, and it's a healthy thing to surrender to that higher being and to do it passionately. And understand how limited we are and not to be stuck. Have a wonderful day, everyone.